们请一起同心默祷。
Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence. Pray our hearts.
阿门。
阿门。
奉主耶稣圣名，开始我们的早祷会。
Hallelujah! In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, begin our morning prayer session.
我们来唱赞美诗259首。
Let us all rise and sing hymn number 259.
我们早上在祷告之前，我们一起来看路加福音的十二章。
So this morning, before we pray together, let us all turn to Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章十三节到二十一节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 13 to 21.
十二章十三节
Chapter 12, verse 13.
众人中有一个人对耶稣说，夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。十四节
14.
耶稣说，你这个人，谁立我做你们断事的官，给你们分家业呢？十五节
15.
于是对众人说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。十六节
16.
就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主田产丰盛。十七节
17.
自己心里是想说，我的出产没有地方收藏怎么办呢？十八节
18.
又说，我要怎么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。十九节
19.
然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。二十节
20.
神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？二十一节
21.
凡为自己积财在神面前却不富足的也是这样。这里主耶稣讲了一个比喻。
In this passage, Jesus told a parable.
那为什么会讲这个比喻？
Why did Jesus speak this parable?
就是因为有人要耶稣来做他跟他的兄弟分家产断定的官。
Because there was a person who wanted Jesus to be an arbitrator between him and his brother so that they could divide the inheritance evenly.
那为什么要找耶稣来做这个断事的官，来替他们分家产？
So why did this person want Jesus to be their arbitrator?
那无非就是说，怕吃亏哈，怕少分到。
It was because that person was afraid of losing out on the deal.
所以才会叫，想请耶稣这个，大家哈都认识的，觉得这个最有公信力的，这个耶稣来替他们分财产，想必一定会很公平。
Therefore, he wanted Jesus to be the arbitrator because everyone knew Jesus and they thought him to be very just, so that when they divide the inheritance, it would be very fair.
人都怕吃亏，而这个怕吃亏的最根本原因还是在于人的贪婪。
Everyone is afraid of being shamed or losing out on a deal, and the root of that is greediness or covetousness.
最好能够比对方多一点，那至少也不要不要比对方少一点哦。
Wish to have more than others, and at best, to not have less than others.
小孩子很比较重视吃的。
Children care a lot about eating.
所以这个有一个兄弟这个为了这个蛋糕两个人要分一个蛋糕这个就那边争吵。
And so there were some siblings who were fighting over how to divide up a cake between them.
到最后爸爸这么说。
And so finally, their father said,
来，那个看谁要切蛋糕那切的人要候选没有切蛋糕的人可以先选。
So he said that, okay, whoever is going to cut the cake must pick their piece last, but whoever doesn't cut the cake is allowed to choose first.
那这个切蛋糕人本来想说我这个切大块一点，我要那个大块的，结果变成说他不可以先选，那如果他切大块一点 另外一个就把大块选走了，他只剩下小块的。
The person who is going to cut the cake, they realize that if they cut a big slice, they won't be able to get that slice. They have to take what's left over.
他就必须要切得很公平。
And so he had to cut it very evenly.
切得一样大。
So that both pieces would be equal in size.
不然他就吃亏了。
Otherwise, he would be losing out.
这个也是个好主意。
This is a good suggestion.
好，那在这里啊，这个求耶稣分财产的人就是这样的心态。
So in this passage, the person who was asking Jesus to be his arbitrator was thinking the same thing.
怕吃亏。
He was afraid of losing out.
因为啊，他觉得他生命的价值啊，就在他眼前所要得着的这一切。
Because he felt that the value of his life laid in the inheritance that he was going to receive.
所以主耶稣就讲了这样以下的这个比喻啊，来告诉。当时的人也告诉也提醒这个要求分财产的人。
And so Jesus told this parable not only for the person who wanted the inheritance, but also to everyone who was listening at the time.
谈到人的生命这个生命的价值到底是什么？
To tell them what is the true value of life.
那耶稣说人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
And Jesus said that our life does not consist in abundance of the things we possess.
也就是说人的生命的价值不在于在现今这个物质世界上所拥有多少。
Which is the value of our life does not depend on how many material things we possess.
为什么呢？我们当然都会想说拥有越多就是越富足嘛。
Why is that? We often think that if we have more, then our life is more blessed, and so our life has more value.
你不信你就去问你的房子有多大？
We often ask others, how big is your house?
一万尺。
It's
10,000 square feet.
10,000 square feet.
那你的呢？两百。
How big is your house? It's
200而已。
200 square feet.
那你会想说，哇，那这个一万尺的比较有钱。
So then we will assume that the person who has a 10,000 square foot house is wealthier.
你的车子多少钱？
How much was your car?
我那个是 B 开头的哈。
Mine is a BMW.
不是哦 ，BMW 算什么？我这个是宾利的，宾利的。
And then oh, what's a BMW? It's I have a Bentley.
都 B 开头，不要只是想到 BMW 或者是 Mercedes-Benz 的，还有更高级的跟那个劳斯莱斯同等级的宾利
So just because it starts with a B doesn't mean it's BMW or Mercedes-Benz. Could be better.
那你呢
？What about you?
我是那个 HYY 的那一种的。
Mine is
还不是 H 圆正的哦，HYY 的。
Mine's the one that has an H that's kind of like tilted.
这个斜体字
It's slanted, so it's not even the one that's like straight.
H 如果正这个正体是 Honda，YY 呢是 Hyundai 音很像，但是不一样。
So if your H is square, it's Honda. If it's slanted, it's Hyundai.
那你会说谁比较有钱
？So who would you say is wealthier？
同样，你这个一年薪水拿多少
？We also ask how much do you make in a year？
听说这个矽谷的工程师至少都有10万以上的矽谷 Silicon Valley 的这个 engineer。
So I've heard that the engineers in the Silicon Valley make more than 100.
十万块以上 ，100,000。
Yeah, more than $100,000 a year.
最近这个洋基队从日本请了一个投手来叫田中Tanaka他的年薪是2,000多万美金呢。
Recently, the Yankees got a pitcher from Japan, Tanaka, and they said that his salary is $2 million.$20 million.
$2 million 不算什么。
Okay.
那 他开始练习投球，那帮他接球那个捕手，那才八十几万年薪而已。
And so when he was practicing pitching, and his catcher only makes about 800,000.
你会说谁有钱
？So who is the richer person？
啊，当然是那个 Tanaka 哈，那个投手。
Of course, it's the pitcher Tanaka.
啊，所以啊，在这个物质界里头啊，我们当然想到的是，你拥有的越多，哦，你当然是越富足了。
So in a material sense, the more we have, the more abundant life we should have.
哦，但是问题在于说，我们如果要谈生命的话。
But the question is, if we are going to talk about life.
哦，我们知道生命并不是物质而已。
We know life does not just consist of material things.
而且这个生命啊，也不是只有今生的。
And in addition, life does not consist of our present life only.
所以主耶稣在这里这个比喻里头啊，提供我们另外一个 view 哈，一个观点。
So in this parable, Jesus offers a different view on life.
哦，那这个比喻里头这个财主哦，他在今生很富足了。
In this parable, there is a rich man, and he was very wealthy.
哦，那在今生的富足。哦，并不是因为他是非法得着的，哦，他也是正当的，哦，努力的去得到的。
And he did not obtain his wealth by illegal means, but he worked very hard, to gain his wealth.
哦，他也不是随意的浪费，哦，他懂得啊，哦，来保存，哦，他辛苦所得着的，哦，累积他的财富。
And he also wasn't wasteful with his wealth, but he knew how to store them up and to use them carefully.
哦，仓房装不下，拆掉盖更大的来装。
His barns were too small, and so he was going to tear them down and build bigger ones so he could store what he had.
哦，来累积他今生的富足。
So that he could stockpile the wealth that he was accumulating.
哦，但是问题来了。
But then a problem arose.
哦，他对他的灵魂说：“哈，你有许多的财物。”积存可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸吃喝快乐。
He said to himself, "Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry."
想说，我们每个人很辛苦的工作，都是为了将来退休能够享福吧。
I'm sure that many people work very hard so that they can store up enough savings for retirement.
这个本来也不是什么不对的。
And there's nothing wrong with that.
哦，倒是像很多这个美国人哦，那个领多少就花多少，甚至没有领那么多，他也花那么多哦。
At least that is better than immediately spending what you earn or spending more than what you earn.
哦，所以在这个不景气的情况之下，只要被 lay off 哦，马上就要卖房子了，因为他付不出贷款了。
And in this shaky economy, if you're laid off, then you have to sell your house because you can't pay your loans or your mortgages.
哦，但是这个财主，哎，他懂得为将来来打算，来积蓄。
However, this rich man knew how to plan for the future and how to save for the future.
应该是一个很聪明哦，懂得未雨绸缪。
And so we could say he was a very wise man and knew how to plan for the future.
哦，但是神却对他说无知。
However, God called him a fool.
啊，为什么无知？
Why was he a fool?
哦，他在今生这么聪明啊。
He was so wise in the way he conducted his life.
哦，懂得计划，懂得经营，懂得累积。
He knew how to plan and how to store up.
懂得为将来打算。
How to plan for his future.
啊，为什么无知啊？
Why did God call him a fool?
哦，神说啊，今夜就要你的灵魂，你预备的要给谁啊？
This night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided?
哦，原来呀，这个财主的无知啊，在于，哦，他的努力的一切，都只是在今生，在物质上而已。
So the foolishness of this rich man was that in all his preparations, he only thought about his present life, his life on earth.
而忘了说人的生命是有局限的。
And he forgot that our life is actually limited.
哦，当然这个物质的生命结束之后，哦，那个永恒的生命，那个在神面前的生命。
That after our material life has ended, we will have another life that is eternal before God.
他却是从来没有想到，而且一无所有，毫无准备。
But he had never thought about that, and he had never spent any time to prepare himself for that.
所以主耶稣告诉做了一个结论
And so Jesus made a conclusion here.
说凡为自己积财在神面前却不富足的也是这样子。
So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
今天的基督徒有一个盲点对这个主耶稣的教导有一个误解。
Many Christians today have a slight misunderstanding of Jesus' teachings.
认为说在今生得过且过就好了，不要太认真不然你就是贪爱世界。
That in our life we should just do what we need to get by, and not try to accumulate many things because then that means we are loving the world.
我们如果仔细去看这个耶稣讲的比喻这个主耶稣对这个财主在今生的努力没有任何的批评跟否定了。
But if we read this passage carefully, we see that Jesus wasn't criticizing any of the things that the rich man did regarding his material life.
只不过是他在这个今生物质的今生之后那个永恒他没有准备。
But Jesus was pointing out that this man did not think to prepare for his eternal life.
他毫无所有。Have nothing.
So he had nothing stored up for eternal life.
这个才是问题
That is the problem.
所以基督徒并不是说在今生过着那个迷迷糊糊得过且过的这样的生活。
So as Christians, it does not mean that we should live very aimlessly or not work hard and just simply get by in this life.
反正靠神就对了，反正有神就好了，不用努力了。
We can't just say, oh, as long as I have God or rely on God, then I don't need to try hard at all.
我们就要看破嘛，不然就是贪爱世界嘛，不然就是追求名利嘛。
We need to live very simply, or else it means we will be pursuing after the world or pursuing fame.
这个是错误的。
But that is an incorrect understanding.
主耶稣并没有教我们，圣灵也不会帮助一个懒惰，这个不积极的人。
That is not how Jesus taught us, and we know that the Holy Spirit will not help us if we are being very lazy or not having a sense of urgency.
这个也是很多没有信耶稣的人误会说基督徒都是消极的都是不努力的不上进的 不争取的。
And that is something that non-believers might misunderstand about Christians. They might accuse us of being very lazy or not ambitious in the world.
所以基督徒不是说在今生我们过得消极不是这样。
So as a Christian, we should not be just living a very aimless or lazy life.
所以从这个比喻告诉我们
This parable is telling us
一个基督徒应该在永恒的这个经营上要像在今生在我们这个物质的追求上一样的努力。
That we should be as equally diligent in preparing for our eternal life as we are in working hard in this world.
让我们在将来永恒在神的面前，如同在今生神所赏赐我们的富足一样。
So that when we enter into eternal life, we shall receive abundant rewards from God.
这个才是主耶稣在这一个比喻里头要给我们一个正面的教导。
That is the real teaching that Jesus wants to give through this parable.
所以我们在祷告之前我们想说用这样的一个这个信息来做每一个弟兄姐妹我们努力的一个方向。
And so before we pray, I wanted to just share this parable as our mutual encouragement so that we can continue to be diligent in working towards our eternal life.
在我职场上努力的、尽力的、拼命的同时 也希望说我们在这个属灵的、这个追求上也能够同样的努力。
As we diligently work in this world, let us also not forget to be diligent in working towards our eternal life.
不至于、啊、像这个、这个财主一样、哦、在今生结束之后、啊、在那个永恒里面、啊、却一无所有、哦。
So that we will not be like this rich man who, after finishing his material life, realized he had nothing stored up in heaven.
愿我们在将来神的面前，也能够像在今生神所赏赐我们一样的丰盛。
So may we all be blessed before God in heaven, just as much as He has blessed us here in this world.
所以我们现在来祷告。
So now we're going to kneel down and pray.
同样的、哦、我们。到前面来祷告。
Please come forward to receive laying hands.